We were asked to be the selectors because none of the three of us would make the nominations.
A grain of rice is going to tip the scale. Just remember that, lad.
There's a small bit of a needle there.
Now, come on, Mayo, you've got to get Andy Moran into the game.
Our mission was to show that we're no longer the whipping boys of Munster.
Hi guys out there, how are you all doing? Lockdown mode, beautiful, beautiful sunny day here in West Clare. Sure it is in most places, just having watched the news there on Wednesday, 1 o'clock. Today we're going off on a bit of a tangent. We're going to pick what we consider, now there'd be another argument if we were standing outside the door of the dressing room and we had these 60 guys to pick from to put out the best team to beat Leinster, but we've decided to nominate guys in various positions. Myself, Mark Landers down in Killa, and TJ Ryan, who I believe is on essential travel into Limerick City today for work. And Mr. Larry Ryan of Tipperary fame is going to act as the Donny Nealon, because when I played Railway Cup, Donny Nealon was the Munster Council Secretary. And although he wasn't a selector, Donny, you knew, was always a selector. So if we've split votes in any of the positions, Larry, it's going to be down to you to have the casting vote. Is that okay with you?
I'm power hungry here, Dello. I'd advise you. Don't leave anything in my hands, I'd advise you.
Well, it'll be a tip, man, if it's left in your hands, no doubt. Anyway, we've left out guys that I would love to have on a team. I started doodling with this last Friday night. We asked the lads for opinions. We chopped, we changed. We came up with four guys for every position, eight guys for number 8 and 9, obviously. We will be wrong. Will you please cut me a small bit of slack out there in Twitter land that Larry Ryan is very noticeable on Twitter, to be fair to him. I'd say Mr. Mark Landers and Mr. TJ Ryan have two snaky Twitter accounts out there. Not following too many and not too many followers, but watching everything that's going on. So they won't get much grief, because I'll get all the grief, Larry, as you know. But anyway, look, as I said, we might pick another team if we're standing outside the door of the dressing room. But and we'll take turns as to who's to go first in each position, boys, if that's okay with you. I'm going to let you go first, Mark. As we've seen the screen here, you're down bottom my left, I'm there, Larry's there, so I'll go third with you, TJ. I'll start right corner back, and then I'll get you to start full back, and so on. Is that okay? And I'll call out the nominations for each position as we go by. So, look, some people might say we're old school with some of our nominations, particularly when you look at the goalies. I suppose they're all of maybe our era, and there would be a case maybe for some of the modern keepers that are in there at the minute for being there. But we just felt when it's down to four, these guys were probably outstanding choices. So, forgive us on that. And I would say, as I put this on Twitter as well, there would be a little bit of a caveat. I would always have that. You know, there was some lads just coming near the end of their days from 90, 91, 2, 3, maybe 4. And there's some lads now who are only starting on their career, if you know what I mean. So maybe a little bit more difficult than a guy who played, you know, 10 to 12 years in the middle of this 30-year period. But look, that's down to the individuals here, the three of us. We're going to have a stab at picking it, Andy, and look at from there. We'll move on. We needn't get into any huge detail unless we want to have an argument about somebody. But you can give your reason for each position, guys, and we'll try and get through it as best we can, roughly the 40 minutes, if we can get through it in that time. I don't know, we could be here longer. But I've only a loan of a laptop here in this house. There's a lady with an assignment to get in for college. So anyway, the four goalkeepers, lads, in no particular order, are Mr. Joe Quaid from Limerick, David Fitzgerald, Brendan Cummins, and Donal Cusack of Cork. So, Mark, I'm going to start with you. I have my highlight already here to see who our various players are, who of the 15 we pick, and I'll call it out at the end of it, the team we have chosen. They're the four. We can only pick from those four. We made a late change on the half-back line one. I'll come to that later on. Okay, Mark, away you go for your goalkeeper.
You know, extremely difficult to pick the goalkeeper here, because each one of the keepers were outstanding players. And I suppose, like, each one of them obviously had defining moments then within their career as well. I look at Davy Fitz and the wonderful goal he scored in the Munster final that time when your backs were to the wall, and it was a critical moment for ye in your development as a team. Like, Brendan Cummins has been a stalwart of Tipperary for years and years, the same as Joe Quaid has been, and continuing a fantastic, you know, dynasty of the Quaids in Limerick. And, you know, Dundonlough, I suppose, was revolutionary in lots of different ways, to be honest with it. And, you know, it really came down to between Brendan and Dundonlough. And, you know, I would say that, you know, having played with Cusick for many years, he's one of my in All-Ireland 221s. You know, and Brendan Cummins has won a massive amount of All-Irelands as well, that, you know, I'm going to give my vote to Cusick.
Okay. That's fine, Mark. That's the Corkman voting for the Corkman. I hope this isn't just a trend now for the next 40 minutes. Okay, you reckon it came down to two. For me, it came down to two as well. And for me, it would have come down to Brendan and Davey. And that's been probably biased as well because he was so good behind me. I just felt his level of, like, I can imagine the four of them lads. I mean, the level of fanaticism we know and the level of preparation went beyond any other player I'd say we've even nominated here, because there had to be a different breed. But I'm going to give it to Brendan. That's my choice. I think overall, some of the saves over the years, you could say maybe he hadn't as good a back line as us in front of him now. That's including the three of us. So maybe he got more to do. Maybe that's the whole Kilkenny All-Star goalkeeper thing. But I just think Brendan, probably the longevity, the consistency. I know he'd been falling out with Babs for a finish, but just going to give the nod to Brendan ahead of Davey. TJ?
I probably will echo that. I do agree, Dalo, that the four here are fantastic candidates. I think it's a flavour of what's to come into positions. Any team would be happy to have any one of the four. Obviously, I played with Joe, a fantastic keeper through the 90s and carried us a couple of times. But I suppose Brendan's record speaks for itself with the All-Ireland's most titles, All-Stars, etc. And you did tell me, Dalo, that the game plan here is we're going lumping it long. And in fairness, you said you weren't going for the short ones, and I will come down on the side.
Well, that's good.
TJ, I would concur with you now, TJ, because I obviously got the same text message that you got. That there's no, we can't give it to the men doing the short puckouts.
Well then, you if you were midfield, and none of the three of us were good enough to get nominated even here. So if you were midfield, you prefer coming to Cusack anyway. Otherwise, you'll be running out to the Conor Faggett. Okay, we have one position filled. Mr. Brendan Cummins is our goalie. So that's one up for tip. Number two, difficult enough nominations. Again, every position, very difficult nominations. But the four we went for, two Limerick men. We went for Stephen McDonagh, stalwart, right through the 90s, up into the early 2000s. We went for two of the younger brigade. We went for Cathal Barrett, you know, tips, last two All-Ireland wins, outstanding. We went for Sean Finn, current All-Star, superb number two. I think will be on a lot of these teams as they're being looked back on if he has a bit of luck with injuries. And we also went for that, for me, was a great sign of a cornerback. When I was picking the Clare team with Father Harry Bohan, we used to sit down and we'd say, we're looking at potential corner forwards. And Harry used to say to me, you know, these are lads that weren't on the panel, and would we bring them in for a trial or whatever? And he'd say, Dalo, would he mark Wayne Sherlock? And I'd say, no, Har, we'll let him at home, so sure. So they're the four lads, Wayne Sherlock, Stephen McDonagh, Cathal Barrett, Sean Finn. I've spoken about them all. I'm going to stick my neck out here. I'm going to start this one. I'm going to come to you then, TJ. I'm going to go for Stephen McDonagh. He was a player I really admired. I thought on your team, TJ, he was heart and soul of that team in a lot of ways. You know, I thought he was a warrior. We always thought if we could break him and break one or two more, we'd have a chance of beating you. We did sometimes, we didn't more times, but I'm going to go for Stephen McDonagh as my choice for number two.
Yeah, and I'm going to agree with you. Obviously, I soldiered with him. Dedication, determination, everything, I suppose, that was true value for Limerick and that team. Mac had it in spades. I will say again what you said at the start, the preparation and the difference between the 90s teams and today, like obviously the two boys, Cathal Barrett and Shawnee Finn, like in terms of physique and what they do and what they bring to the table is savage. They're probably at the earlier stage, like certainly for Shawnee Finn, like he looks like he's going to be an outstanding cornerback. We've had a lot of really good number twos in Limerick. Damien Rail being another one in that time was very good. But for me, McDonagh was somebody that always had your back. You could look up to him. Like, yeah, a little bit of bias because I played beside him. Sherlock was fantastic as well. But yeah, on the vote, McDonough.
Yeah, you don't need to be a listener, Adela. You obviously sent TJ that text and never sent it to me.
No, there was no texting or no call.
I don't know. Look, I'm going to be outvoted on it. Like, but how you can pass up Sean Finn to me? Like Gwen Sherlock, excellent. Cathal Barrett, young hurler of the year 2014. But like Sean Finn is an incredible cornerback at the moment. And he obviously, I think, at the moment will probably could slot into the fullback position in Limerick into the future. Stephen, like a very, very good cornerback and Hardy and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, if it was my vote, I'd be giving it to Sean Finn all day long, I must say.
Okay, well, the one thing the three of us are agreeing on, anyway, it would be a Limerick man wearing number two anyway. But on a 2-1 margin, Stephen McDonough gets the nod. Great points about Sean Finn. I do admire him a huge amount. I actually had a sneaky fiver on him to be hurler of the year last year, and I thought for a while I was looking good. So that's how highly I would rate him, and the other two, I have to say. Now we've decided one and two. We come into full back, and our four nominees that we came up with here are in no particular order, and the first man I'm going to name, and it's really only he has fallen into the position in the last, you know, year and a half, really, would be Ronan Maher. You know, outstanding last year, I think solved a real problem position for Tipperary. Paul Curran, diehard for Tip for a long, long time. Two Tip men, and then obviously two huge candidates in Dermot DeRocco Sullivan and Brian Lohan. There are three. So I'm starting with, who am I starting with this time? TJ, you.
Yeah, starting with you.
TJ.
Yeah, thanks, Delo. Nice hot ball there, right? One of the most difficult calls coming up here. I suppose a bit like what Mark said at the start here, like, to be fair to Paul Curran and Ronan Maher, two fantastic players. Maher, I suppose the year just gone, his aerial ability is savage. Paul Curran as well, I would have marked him even once or twice. But the two boys, I suppose, are definitely set apart. Lohan and Dermot Sullivan probably changed the face of full-back play. Super hurlers, absolute crowd lifters. And when the team was on its knees, the sight of those two guys coming out really lifted our team at difficult times. Very, very, very difficult split. I think very level in terms of awards and All-Stars. Lohan was a hurler of the year. And just this is one of the hardest calls. But I suppose we're here to make the hard calls. And I'm going to come down the side of Brian Lohan. I thought he was just a savage player through the 90s. Geez, at times, like, yeah, like he definitely would raise the hairs in the back of your neck. And I'm just going to side marginally with Lohan.
Okay, TJ. Yeah, it's a very difficult call.
Mark? I mean, I think everything TJ has covered, most of the stuff there, to be fair. Like, Dermot was very young when he went into the fullback position. And it's probably a position that Cork haven't filled since he has actually left us. But Brian Lohan, I'd have to say, during the 90s, was inspirational. And that's not taking away from any of the three candidates that are there, Paul Curran, Ronan Maher, and Dermot O'Sullivan. But I must say, I thought, even though Dermot O'Sullivan is known as the Rock, I think Brian Lohan is a bit of a rock breaker now, in my opinion. I thought he was inspirational for Clare, in my opinion. And he would have been one of the players that we were kind of saying, how are you going to break this for the down? And he would be getting my vote as well. But if I was picking a best 15 hurlers in Munster for the same period of the time, both the lads would be in the team. That might be no solace for the other Sullivan, but maybe for another day's work. But Brian Lohan for me would get the vote, Anthony.
Okay, so I'm third up, and you know, look, Sully, I'm sorry, but two of them have picked Lohan, so I was picking you. So there you go. That's the way these votes go. You know what I mean? Sully, I love the bones off you. Same with you, Paul and Ronan. But Lohan, they've decided that. Look, lads, to me, Lohan was possibly the greatest Clare man that ever hurled to me. Like, I just thought he was like two defenders for us. Every time he cleared it, there was a roar like a pint, you know. And I'd have been probably going for him as well. But a huge admiration for Sully. One of the greatest points I ever saw scored, I have to say, is the one. Which year has did he knock, TJ? It wasn't junior.
No, it was actually Matt Foley's brother. It was Jack Foley down the path. Foley. One of the iconic scores that just came out like a thunderbolt and knocked him over. He was on a stride, and what a score. Like, but it just, as I said, no difference between the two of them. They kind of very, very similar ways of playing, but just the way it's come down, like Lohan was just Lohan was savage. I think he played number two for UL there. I played against him in a Fitzgibbon Cup game with NUIG or for UCG at the time, and Lohan actually started at number two, but what a fullback.
He played two beside me in the 1993 Munster final, and that was the end of my number 3 days. So I think he was automatically moved in then. That was the end of that. and that worked for us. Thank God. Great stuff, lads. Three positions filled without so much hassle. Not too bad. We move on to the left corner back position. And our nominees, I think you're to start this one, Mark. Yeah, I'm right on that. We keep the circle going. Yeah, so our nominees here are Frank Lohan of Clare, Brian Murphy of Cork, Noel Connors, Waterford, and Brian Corcoran of Cork.
Yeah, so, you know, when I look at specialised positions, I think we all know in a modern game, the cornerback is an extremely specialised position, and I think three of the lads there, Frank Lohan, Brian Murphy, and Noel Connors, that they were definitely their best positions when they were playing in the county hurling for their counties. But the one player that you'd have to say, you know, if you were, we said, an Aidan O'Brien or a Jim Baldwin, you're the young 2-year-old, and which one of them would train on to start cornerback as a 19-year-old and get Hurler of the Year in 1992, and then slip out into the centre-back position for probably a decade and get the Hurler of the Year in 99, and then take a couple of years off and come back and win two All-Irelands at full forward. Brian Corcoran, just for me, is, you know, he'll have to get the vote, Anthony. And again, I would also say that he could be nominated for the number 6 position. He could have been nominated for the number 14 and possibly would have won those two positions as well if he was nominated there. But like the other three are specialist cornerbacks, but Brian Corcoran, for what he did afterwards and when he started out his career as a young lad, you know, holding the likes of Pat Fox and those fellas, like he was absolutely a fantastic cornerback. You know, and I know it's probably a little bit difficult because he didn't play a lot of his time. But if I was picking the best of those four players, it would be Brian Corcoran.
Yeah, that's your call, Mark. Good call. And as you say, look, I think you could nearly pick any position in the field, and Brian Corcoran would be a nominee for any position, half forward line, full forward line, midfield. He could slot into any of the four slots, you know. So, look, I'd be biased towards Frank because he minded me so often. I was often dead in the running, couldn't get back, and Frank would come, and I'd make for the goal, and maybe hopefully if my man passed it to Frank's man, I'd be back in time to get goal side of him. I think Frank was outstanding. I think we could pick two full back lines here that would match up with each other in terms of, you know, Sean Finn, The Rock, and Frank. But Brian Corcoran, I suppose has to be on the team. So, you know, and also Brian Murphy, great man, marker, Noli just gone from the game now. What a servant he was for Ward for the cornerback. But I go with your mark on that with Brian Corcoran. I just think he has to be in the 15, I think. But as I said, we could pick another full back line, another goalie that would match up equally. I'd love to see the training match actually between A and B here on when we're finished with this. So I'll go with Brian Corcoran. TJ?
I'm going to agree. Brian Corcoran was unbelievable. Iconic player for Cork there. Savage start to his career. I like watching Brian Murphy the other night in the 0-4 game there. Like, he did some job in Milan. Like, he was a real, real specialist at cornerback. Noel Connors has been savage. And I was on the unfortunate end of getting plagued by Frank Lohan on a number of occasions there. But on and off the ball in some of those challenges, another incredible cornerback. Had some great battles with him. I started off at number 13 and definitely struggled a lot of time to get any sort of good or any sort of change out of Frank Lohan. Really good cornerback. But again, making the call, I just think that Brian Corcoran was just an above-average player, like right through his career in all positions. Fantastic hurler and somebody a lot of people looked up to. So I'm going to go with Corcoran as well.
Okay, that's unanimous. So, and I'd say in Frank's case, TJ, he was probably the receiver more than the giver when he was marking you anyway. Right, lads, we're going well. We're about 22 minutes in and we've the goalie and fullback line done. So let's keep it going here. We'll move on to number 5, lads. And the four we came up with here for number 5, I mean, other guys that are nominated for midfield that maybe they could have been nominated 5. Look, there's lads, there'll be 1,000 different attitudes out there. And look, this is what we went for. This is the way we're going to do it. We did make one change for centre-back because we felt there was one man had to be on the team. Well, there was two men had to be on the team, and we did make a change because one man had played a lot at midfield. But sticking with number 5, our 4 nominees are Liam Doyle, Dave Clark, John Gardner, and Brendan Maher. Okay, like Dyler, love him. Sure. Came up together, played together, everything. Clarkey, great joke. Jesus, for a small guy, what a player. Gardner, Jesus, for me, he was Mr. Consistent and probably the best striker of a brilliant halfback line, you know. And Brendan Maher, like, what an inspiration right through his career. Find it very difficult. Gonna come down between Gardner and Brendan Maher. No disrespect to the other two boys. Brilliant men. Just gonna go for John Gardner. Just thought maybe was just a little bit more of a natural five about him. Like, Brendan could have been a great 8 or 9 as well, or even 6. So I'm just going to go for John Gardner there.
Again, I suppose number 5, like 4 fantastic backs, really influential in our team. Like, I definitely came up against Liam Doyle. It would be a great friend of David Clark. He was involved in the management team with me. I matched John Gardner. And, like, Brendan Maher has been an incredible player. Like, even with his club there for the last sort of 6 months or so, he's been just phenomenal to watch. Brilliant leader for Tip, and very, very hard calls here. Like, as I said, I'd be biased towards Clarkey, but of them all, I'd say at the moment, and just looking at the last number of years, leading his county to win the All-Ireland, I suppose Brendan Maher for me would be just incredible. And at the moment, he'd be up there, and I'd probably give him the nod.
Okay, so that's 1 for John Gardner, 1 for Brendan Maher.
Oh, Jenny, you know, you can't, I suppose, go away. Like, I'm looking at number 5 here, and I'm also looking at number 7, and, Jesus, the players that are in the number 7 slot at the moment. I played against Liam and Davy Clark a good number of times. I actually played against Clark when we were playing under 16 interdivisional way back. John Gardner has been an excellent player for Cork, outstanding wing back. And, you know, I'm looking at Brendan Maher, and I'm also looking at Patrick Maher, and on the other side of the field, I'm looking at Sean Og. And it's hard to pick between the wing backs at the moment. And I'd have to agree with TJ on this one, Anthony. I think Brendan Maher is an absolute gem of a halfback. He also came back from a cruciate ligament as well. And I think the way he has finished out the season this year as well, and I suppose on current form, has a bit to do with it as well. And John's career ended prematurely, I would say, unfortunately for him, you know, in terms of the hassle we had in Cork with strikes and stuff like that. So I don't think his longevity, from that point of view, would swing it. I think it's actually Brendan Maher's longevity at the moment would swing it towards Brendan Maher.
Okay, so lads, and no arguments here on that, Brendan. Jesus, what a leader, what an outstanding man that Tipperary still have, and back from the Cruciate, as you said. So our number 5 is Brendan Maher of Barrisaleigh and Tip, and no arguments at all. Now, lads, we made a quick change here with permission of the stewards and Donnie Nealon there, who's looking on in the background, and the Munster Council. We moved Mr. Ciarán Carey to midfield, where he was picked on the team of the 90s, the All-Ireland team of the 90s. At midfield, and poor old Jamie Barron loses out on the nomination there. Jamie, obviously top class player the last 7, 8, 9 years. Both Ciarán goes to midfield, and Fergal Hartley, another Waterford man who was a sterling servant for them, comes in and it's centre back position as a nominee. So the nominees are Declan Hannan, current Limerick centre back, Ronan Curran of the Bars and Cork, Fergal Hartley, Ballygunner, and Waterford, and Sean McMahon, Dora Bearfield, and Clare, and starting with TJ.
You're giving Mark the easy ones, Dilo, and I'm getting the more tricky ones.
Okay. Oh, it'll come round, TJ.
I think I suppose just in his number 6 position, I suppose Ken McGrath was also a possibility for here, Dilo, which was discussed, but he just moved to the forward. So again, just brilliant centre backs. Obviously, Declan Hannan lifting the siege for Limerick 2018 is obviously something that down this side, again, the bias is there and something that we'll never forget. I think he's got a lot more to offer. So he's only really starting out over the next couple of years. You'd be hoping that he can lead the current Limerick crew to more. I definitely marked Ronan Curran on a couple of occasions. And again, fantastic striker of the ball. Fergal, brilliant for Waterford. But I suppose, and this position, like Shiny McMahon, his longevity in the position, he scores. Again, he's drive forward for both club and county, but certainly for Clare throughout that 90s and everything they did. I'm going to come down the side here of, I suppose, just a real kind of out and out centre back. Some of the players definitely played in other positions, Bucciani was just incredible. I'm going to go Shane McMahon.
Yeah, lads, I'm going to go along with you. You know, I think, you know, 13 solid seasons, number six, nowhere else, except when he went up Conor Forward with a broken collarbone to win a vital line ball. Mark Hitchcock. But, like, what a guy for us to recover for that Munster final in 3 weeks again and go out and play. Like, and, you know, I think the leading defender to score in Championship Hurling as well, I think 97 points. King of the 65s. He got to miss out on one, all right, but he was just before his time for me. And yeah, number six, Sean McMahon, I think. No. On to seven, lads. Tough one now, in fairness. There's a few tough ones. Our nominees here are, and you know, a couple of lads very unlucky to lose out here. One obvious one who's online at the moment. Both. Anyway, I won't say anything about that. But we've gone down on the side of Kevin Warren, Waterford, Sean O'Gohalpin, Cork, Páraic Mar, the Sars, Turles and Tipperary, and Mark Foley of Adair and Limerick, who, you know, great career once he burst onto that scene around 95, 96. So there are four. Go on, we're starting with you, Mark. We'll bet on.
Absolutely. Four outstanding players. Outstanding now in their own field. Mark Foley bust on the scene as a young man, got hurler of the year years and years ago. Kevin Moore, I suppose, has been flip-flopping between positions, I suppose, midfield, half forward, playing in defensive. But to me, the two players that come in that really comes down to here is Sean Hogan and Páraic Mar. I suppose Páraic is currently top of his game right now. And I suppose when I look at Sean Hogan helping, I look at his, would say, a kid that came to Ireland at 12 years of age. When he picked up a hurley when he went to North Man as a 13-year-old, then went on to win a minor All-Ireland and under 21. Like, within 5 years of starting hurling, he won a minor All-Ireland. He also played in the minor football final that year. That was 1995. Won 221s and won senior. Played in the All-Ireland football final as well, Anthony, in 1999.
That doesn't count. I just
that. Just building his case here. How difficult it was to be a hurler and also give 20% of your time to football as well and make the team. But for me, Sean O'Gahalpin is the outstanding player in this position. All the other players are brilliant. But for me, Sean O'Gahalpin's done an awful lot more in terms of in every year. And also captain his county Cork to win an All-Ireland and give you a speech in Irish.
Yeah, and look, it's a tough one for me, and it comes down to the two again. Mark, great time for it, and obviously Kevin, Jesus, Mr. Everywhere for Waterford, and Derek McGrath would tell you that. Comes down to the two boys. Either way, it could have been the two tip boys, the two wing backs, the two cock boys, the two wing backs, or one of each. And I'd have gone the opposite, maybe, to the way you went, Mark. And I'm going to stick to my guns here and say Páraic Mar to me is the inspiration for that tip team in loads of ways. The way he scores, helping brilliant man to mark a man as well, you know, incredible player. But I'd give the nod to Páraic Mar here on this side. So over to you, TJ.
Shite, Taylor. I could see that one coming there from about a minute ago. Incredibly hard call again coming up. Obviously, would have known and still know, obviously, Mark Foley quite well. Fantastic player. And just him clearing balls for Limerick there was kind of real synonymous with the 90s. And he kind of continued that position for a long time into up to 07, even playing the All-Ireland final. Kevin Moran, obviously, still with Waterford, very good. But the two boys, savage again. Páraic Mar, just been incredible for Tip for the last, yeah, definitely last couple of years. But I suppose just in terms of iconic figures through the GAA and what he's done, and I definitely marked him, I'm going to give a just a very marginal hesitant call. I'll just go for Sean Oak here. Just an incredible defender. Just as I said, what he's done, his leadership, and he just definitely, he probably was involved in the change in the game and the physique and maybe some of the preparations that we definitely take for granted now. Sean Oak started some of that. Like, he's just his body, his shape, his nutrition, the way he looked after himself. He was definitely transformative in the GAA, and I'm going to give it to Sean Oak.
Well, any man that went out running, I suppose, the morning after an All-Ireland final, TJ, after winning it, I suppose we nearly have to say, fairness team. Well, yeah, very, very hard call, lads, but, you know, great calls as well. Great player, and look, no arguments. We know how good Páraic is. Many people will disagree, for sure. Certainly the Tipperary people in the room up there in the top right-hand corner would certainly disagree. Right, that's the backs done, lads, and the goalie done. So we're making some progress anyway. The time is running on us, but look, we'll bait on. The way we've done it for midfield, lads, is we're going to call out eight players that we've nominated. Eight players that we've nominated from the era, various players, and we're going to pick our two each, right? And I think we'll do this quickly rather than running okay. through the eight. If there's somebody that we all agree with, or two of the three agree with, he's in, and we go back and look for his partner for him. If that's split, we go back and if it's split completely, Larry picks the other midfielder. Donny, are you okay with that?
Yeah,
that's okay. Okay, so the nominees, lads, are Tony Brown of Waterford, Ollie Baker, Clare, Gerry O'Connor of Cork, Kieran Carey, Limerick, Mike Houlihan, Limerick, Colin Lynch, Clare, Tony Kelly, Clare, and Cian Lynch. Okay, I start this. So I'm going to go for Kieran Carey. I know the crowd out there now on Twitter are going to be saying, Ash, that's why he moved in. But look, for me, an absolute gem. I'm not going to go through them all. And his partner for me, for the best balance for that team, will be Ollie Baker. For me, you would have the perfect yin and yang, the fella to go forward and the fella to hold, like the Bull McCabe in Baker. And that's why I'd go with those two. TJ, sorry.
Difficult pick again, Dalo. Four hurlers of the year. Tony Brown, Gerry O'Connor, Cian Lynch, Tony Kelly. You could pick anybody. Iron Mike Houlihan, like, geez, what a midfielder, what a character.
I would like to meet him the next few weeks after, if we don't put him in.
But again, just incredible players. Two things for me. Kieran Carey was definitely the best player I ever played with. He just had something that was just different and unique. Legend of the game. I'm definitely going to go for Kieran Carey. The other one's really marginal car. What happened to me this morning, Dello? I was driving from home in Garry Splan to Limerick this morning. I got stopped by somebody on the front line in hospital on the way to work, right? Garda, Gerry O'Connor. And basically, in order for me to be looked after on the roads of Ireland in the future, I'm going to give a vote here to Gerry O'Connor. Like, in fairness, in the middle of the field, he could have been caught for speeding once or twice himself. He had some pace, power, hurler of the year. Just incredible player in the middle of the field for Cork. Now, how can you probably argue, you can leave out fellas like Cian Lynch, what he's doing at the moment, Mike Coolen, Tony Kelly, Tony Brown, Baker, like, but there's a call made, Dylan. I'm going to go for Gerry O'Connor and Kieran Carey.
Jesus, TJ, Ollie Baker's a super, like. If you were stopped by Baker, you could have driven away for the next 6 months, like, that'd be nice.
Gerry station local to me, Delos. It's more
inside. All politics. Guy, well, look, we all know I was painfully on the line when 05, when Cork came back at us, being 6 points up, and Gerry certainly led the way that day, along with a man that's not nominated in Tom Kenny. They were incredible in the comeback that day. Colin Lynch having nearly ruled the roost for most of the game that day, but the two boys down the stretch were incredible.
Yeah.
Mark? Kieran Carey,
as far as I'm concerned, and we don't want to mention the 96 point, Dela, just in case you disconnect yourself for the rest of the program.
I'm sleeping. Okay.
You're over at this stage, yeah?
No, but the wine there every night.
But anyway, for me, I can't go past his nephew, to be honest about it. I mean, I was involved with development squads, saw him playing Tony Forrester at under 14, saw him up along the line 15, 16. 17, going on to minor 21, and he was the one player for me over the last 7 or 8 years watching Limerick. He was the one player I felt that was the future and is the future now. A bit like Tony Kelly, who's also in that list there as well. I saw him playing as a minor as well. He was brilliant. But when Limerick won the All-Ireland in 2018 and bridged that massive gap, Cian Lynch was the hurler of the year. And to me, in the semi-final against Cork, he got a goal out of nowhere that brought them back into the game and gave him an impetus. And I still think he's a way more ability to come in terms of his development and stuff like that. And, you know, I think he's a great advertisement for sport as well. He's a non-drinker as well. He's on social media there at the moment. I follow him as well. He's a very, very proactive lad and a great advertisement for GAA. And for me, Cian Lynch will be the second nomination along with his uncle Kieran in the middle of the field.
Okay, I'm very much a family affair there with you, Mark. That's okay too. Patrick's well, very strong here, but unfortunately, Donny, up for your teapot there because you're needed here. Kieran Carey is unanimously elected midfield, but you have to choose between one of Ollie Baker, Gerry O'Connor, and Mr. Keane Lynch.
Jesus, easily known. Of course, you'd give me the one with no tip lads in it, isn't it? I can't pull Noel McGrath or Tommy Dunn in from the half forward line. No?
We don't have a nomination tip in the middle of the field.
We might have erred with putting Tommy there, you know. But look. Anyway,
Dale, I was going to help you. I was going to actually of the Clare lads. I was kind of had the preference for Colin Lynch, so I would have helped you out on that one. But I think overall, I'd nearly give Gerry O'Connor the nod there. He was, for me, he was kind of synonymous with Cork's running game and their pace in those days. So I'd be nearly inclined to give it to him.
That's your decision, Mr. Munster Council Secretary, is it? Mr. Gerry O'Connor gets midfield?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's decided, and that's the way we move it. So midfield of Kieran Carey and Gerry O'Connor, you'd want to have the skates on to be keeping up with them. Now, you could have Colin Lynch and Keane Lynch there, dead of the skates, Tony Kelly, Keane Lynch, modern game, and Baker and Houlihan to stop him a different way, and that's not even mentioning Tony Brown. Oh, yeah. My God.
And he's longevity over 20 years. 20 years thing into county.
Oh, what a player. Yeah, could have been in the five role as well, and what a player. Oh, God, like Tony Brown. Anyway, look, it's picked and we'll get the shtick and we'll have to take it to ye snake and looking in on Twitter, me getting it. On to the half forward line quickly, lads. And I think one of the toughest positions of all, starting with you, TJ, but the four we've nominated are Jerry's brother and twin, I think, Ben O'Connor, New Town Chandrome Cork, Big Dan Shanahan. I had a lot of tussles with these guys, I'll tell you. They were some yokes. Tommy Dunn, Tumi Vara and Tip might have been nominated for midfield as well and possibly should have been. But look, we did it this way and we stick with it. And Ken McGrath of Mount Sinai and Waterford fame for number 10.
Yeah, we're going to be in trouble here, Dello. You're definitely going to get stick over this position being the chairman. Because we're going to leave out three phenomenal players here. No matter which way we lean here, we're going to be in trouble. That's the bottom line. I do think at some stage along the way, I marked all four of them. And all four incredible players. Watching Big Dan the other night, just some of the goals he scored in that year was savage. Ben O'Connor was impossible to keep up with. Brilliant forward for Cork throughout his career. And obviously Tommy, what he's done for Tip and what he's currently doing for Tip with his brain and his hurling was just phenomenal. And Captain Tip to win All-Ireland. But there was something about Ken McGrath. He was just awesome in that Waterford era when they were really in their pomp in the 90s. Ken McGrath, now we could possibly argue that he did some of his best hurling at centre back, but as a forward, I definitely remember him scoring 5 and 6 and 7 points and playing different games. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal forward, and I'm going to go for Ken McGrath.
Okay, TJ, and look, it just goes to show, lads, the level that this selection committee, because it's a trip to Australia for the win. If we win the Railway Cup out of this 30-year team, and the three selectors are definitely going. So while some people were watching Tiger King on Netflix over the last few nights, TJ has been studying the number 10 position in depth on YouTube, lads. So look at, he's gone for Ken McGrath. Mark Landers,
this is
number 10.
Like, listen, you're going to be, there's three guys going to be left out of this selection. It's ridiculous. Like, I mean, they'd be in any team. And Dale, like,
I'm sorry.
with permission of the steward, like, you know. Oh, I mean, like, Ben O'Connor's phenomenal for club and county. Captaining his county to win All-Ireland. Same as Tommy Dunn. Magnificent. Dan Shanahan, Hull of the Year, you know. But I don't know what it is. I have Ken McGrath is my pick as well. I mean... You know, you talk about Brian Lohan being a leader for Clare. I thought that Ken McGrath absolutely was a leader for Waterford as well. Started out in the forward line, but a wing forward, a centre forward, ended up playing centre back, I suppose, and possibly one of the players when people finished their hurling careers and stuff like that, and say, man, they never won an All-Ireland medal, they possibly should have won it. Ken McGrath would be getting my nomination there.
Okay, well, there's two for Ken McGrath now, so I'm not going to reveal who I was going to pick. So Ben, Dan, and Tommy, when I meet you, it could have been ye lads, but Ken has picked anyway at this stage. So, yeah, great choice. That's a very tough position, but number 10 on our team is Ken McGrath. What a warrior! And as we said, like with a good few fellas, like with his clubmate Tony Brown, could have been nominated. Brian Corker nominated in a load of positions, such as his versatility, and what a man! And he's our number 10 pick. And number 11, lad, centre half forward, pivotal guy. A few guys left out of this nomination that I certainly felt their pain anyway over the years, or felt pain from them. Mr. Niall McCarthy of Cork, Patrick de Bonner Maher, Tip, Gary Kirby, Limerick, and Mr. Declan Ryan, Tipperary at number 11.
You know, three Kittogs at centre forward there, with the exception of Niall McCarthy. Every one of them, oh my God, ferocious competitors. Extremely good in the air, and the minute they got the ball, they had only one thing in their mind, that was go straight through the centre back, whatever had happened, and never took a backward step, any of the four of those players. I'd have to say, as a young kid going to watch a lot of the inter-county games as a young child, Declan Ryan was the one player that stood out a million miles for me. When we went to see Cork and Tip games in particular, the day I made my debut with Cork, I actually marked Mike Galligan in the first half and Gary Kirby in the second half, and I would have played an awful lot of hurling against Niall McCarthy at club level, obviously in Cork, and the Bonamare, I suppose, to be fair, I think he's missed out a lot of stuff with injuries, but for me, the pick of the centre forward there would be Declan Ryan.
Okay, Mark, tough choice. Same here, lads. Wouldn't have hurled on Niall or Bonner, but would have watched them and admired them. You could ask Johnny McMahon, Niall McCarthy, always one of his most difficult opponents. He would say, go through the wall. Like, you know, Gary, I would have marked Gary as a fullback way back in 93 above an Innes. We'd a shock victory. But he was quite a man, like brilliant brain, brilliant free taker, go back from nothing. But I'd be the same as you, Mark. I just think Declan was just exceptional, you know, was on the Tip team in the late 80s, was there in 91, you know, was there when maybe a puck of a ball separated ourselves and themselves in 97. And he just, for me, was the pivotal 11, and I'm going to go for him as well. So, TJ, you have an easy enough one here. You can do me in it on the number 11.
I won't, Dylan. I won't do that. Like, I probably would be digging my heels in here now, and I'd be arguing with you as chairman of the selection committee, and I'd be with my own countrymen here. Like, Gary Kirby definitely carried Limerick a lot through the 90s. He carried me, definitely, on a number of occasions. It was a forward line that struggled and at different times in different games, and Gary was phenomenal. Captain us in 94, lifted the siege, taking the freeze. I would definitely gone for Gary Kirby, and I'd be arguing with you. But at the same time, I will take it. Declan Ryan, phenomenal over a long period of time. Brilliant for those other forwards and the movement and tip. Like, but I probably would have gone for Gary. But I'll bow to your decision.
Cool, TJ. Look, yeah, not easy, any of these positions. And there's no chairman, by the way, of this committee. It's the three of us. There's no manager of this Munster team. It's three selectors and Donnie Needle in the corner.
What was the email for the grief again, Dale? Did you say?
What?
For the blame?
Oh, yeah, I'll get the blame. Yeah, you'll be sure of that. Jeez, I must tell you a classic this morning. I went out for my walk this morning anyway. I went up about 2 kilometre, kind of a circle thing, and I went on a road I wouldn't normally go, but there was this fella. I wasn't sure where he was living, but he was painting outside the wall, and I was passing by. There wasn't a sinner, I'd say, within 5 miles of us. He's painting his wall outside, and I says, well, Joe, he'd know me now for a minute, you know, with a pair of shades and a baseball hat in me. And I was just walking past him. Well, Joe, how are things? How's it going? He didn't kind of know who it was. Like, I wouldn't normally be walking that road anyway. And I says, weren't you lucky to have the paint? I suppose I was, he said. And I was gone about 3 steps past, and he said, I've another paintbrush as well. I didn't think it was an emergency situation, so I kept going. I'll tell you, even in these times, we knock a bit of crack out of each other back in West Clare here anyway. Lads, quickly on to 12, because we're going to go over time here if we don't. We said we'd try and keep it under the hour. We're okay. Vicious one as well, 12. They're all vicious, but this is vicious as well, 12. Nominations, and I think it has to start with me. John Leahy, James O'Connor, Jamesy, Michael the Brick Walsh, and Noel McGrath. Okay, look, Jesus, Leahy terrorized my life, and in 97 if he'd scored either of the goals, I think in Munster final or the Ireland final, especially the Ireland final one. We're going to be back to goalie again, lads. I want to go back to Davy again for saving that one and saving my life. Like, what a player as well. Like, Jesus, I mean, he got an All-Star there in 2004. He didn't even play in the Championship. He was that good in the league final. He was exceptional. Do you know, find it very, very hard not to go with him. Noel McGrath is a guy who I have massive respect for. Just, you know, what Noel has gone through off the field. But what a... He can make the ball talk, Noel McGrath. What skill, like, what touches. I mean, even the bit of hurling we've had this year, I think he produced a flick in one of their league games that everyone picked up on social media. And a one-handed little kind of a jab, like a tennis racket one. A gifted player. And the Brick, again, like other guys, like Ken, Tony, you know, Brian, we could have nominated the Brick for five positions anywhere. And that's the way Waterford used him over the years. And, you know, a real icon for them. Probably the longest serving player maybe nominated, I'd say, here. Unbroken service. Maybe one of the goalies now. I could be open to quit. I think he passed out Brendan Cummins's, if I'm right, lads, am I? His appearances. Yeah. I think he did, you know. So, what a guy. But look, I am going to be a bit biased again. And I think, you know, in the modern times, we probably produced one absolute standout forward. And that was JMC. You know, I'd be giving the nod to James because I think, look, I'm going to go out in this, like, 95 final, we won it. He didn't have a great game. He nearly got us to the final on his own, but teams didn't go his way that day. And I tell you, at halftime in 97, Conall Bonner, another man who was very close to being nominated for seven, was probably had his number. Like, at halftime in that dressing room, I looked at him and he looked at me, and I remember him kind of just looking at me and as much to say as, like, I'm letting you down again here on the big day, like, and that man's second half performance that day, to me, was just sure, you know, that this guy was just different gravy and could do it when the absolute chips were down and all the demons must have been at him at that stage and was the hurler of the year that year. And for me, I'd be going for Jamesy on that wing. TJ?
Still looking in a tricky position, and you'd probably have loved to see someone like John Lahey hurling in the modern era with the pace and the skill that he had and what he could do. And you could, that's definitely part of the argument here, is hurling in the 90s, while it was a little bit different. Like today, the speed and pace has changed. Noel McGrath definitely has the hands of God. Love watching him hurling any day you go to see him. And obviously, the Brick is synonymous. But again, I suppose if you look and go back to what Clare did, winning those two All-Irelands, I cannot even try to maybe say what James he did on different days, but it was incredible. I won't say he carried the forward line on his own, but it was very close to it, Delo. I mean, I don't want to be disingenuous to the rest of the forwards of that era. But for me, James, he was a phenomenal forward, and I'm going to come down on his side here. I did hurl in college with him in Galway at the time as well. Just a phenomenal attitude, some pace, and I'm going to go for James O'Connor.
Okay, Tej, and that probably decides the position, Mark.
Yeah, I think we should move Jamesy from 12 over to 10 and put him in with Ben O'Connor and Dan Shannon and Tommy Dunne and then have a conversation about it, maybe. Look, it's phenomenal. Like, Jamesy was a driving force in your forward line, and he was always the man to come up with the scores late in the games in particular, like, you know. Very, very good forward, an exceptional forward. And the other lads, John Leahy, was at the All-Ireland final in 97, Dalo, when he went through 1-1 with Davy. It may not have been the best shot in the world now, to be fair, for Davy to stop, but certainly had the opportunity to put that final to bed. But and Noel McGrath, I think, has been phenomenal going to the middle of the field. And Brick Welch, obviously, as a centre-back, was a rock for Waterford. But I'd give the vote to Jamesy as well, I must say.
Okay, we're unanimous there. So Jamesy O'Connor is our number 12. You know, again, we could pick another three guys on that line and say, would that half-forward line beat that one? It probably would. And, you know, this is all subjective stuff, lads, out there, and you all have your own opinions, and you're all entitled to them. But please don't have me turning off my Twitter for the next week, at least. that's our half-forward line. It's a fair half-forward line, in fairness, with two real hard men that could really hurl and score, and a real speedster and score as well on the other wing. We're down to the inside line, lads. We won't even go near subs, captains, free takers. TJ, I know we were talking about doing that a few days ago, but we'll name the inside line, and we might talk about that stuff later on. Mark had a suggestion as well the other day that we pick the team that would actually go out if we had to play Leinster for our lives and for the trip to Melbourne. But into 13, lads, and look, again, you know, a bit of the old, bit of the new here, and look at, maybe we're of a certain vintage, but look, we it's very hard again to come up. We've obviously again left out great players here, but at 13, our nominations were John Milan of Waterford, Nicky English, Tipperary, John McGrath, phenomenal corner forward at the moment, maybe centre at times as well now. We don't know what they were planning until this COVID came in. We'd nearly be getting ready to look at him now. And a man whose career was very good a few years ago and has had a new lease of life completely in Graham McCahey of Kilmallock and Limerick. Whose call is it, boys?
TJ.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. Another difficult one. Like, a lot of inside forwards here, very good. And we did, in fairness, we did a good bit of homework. We did all the stats, and we know how many Munster titles that each team has won in this period, and appearances, and how many they've been in finals. And I suppose, given Waterford's involvement throughout the whole period of, say, these 30 years, it's just Milan is just another one of those figures that it's very, very difficult to get away from. Like, I know Nicky, in fairness, probably did the majority of his, maybe just before the 90s. I'm trying to get out of it. I'm trying to justify that to myself by that statement there. Dale was saying that he did most of his good hurling in the 80s. John McGrath and Graham probably have a good bit more to offer. Graham has been phenomenal for this Limerick team. He's been one of the true leaders up top. The philosophy of the work rate, the energy, the pace, what they've brought to the scene for the last couple of years, Graham has done that in spades. And he still has plenty more of it to do. But I suppose just for the argument here, to come down to what he's done, even though he definitely terrorised me with a lot of grief, on the ball, off the ball, Milan was just an incredibly difficult character to mark. I struggled with him. I'm going to give him the nod at 13.
Good stuff. That's John Milan for you. Good stuff. Tej, on to you, Mark.
Graham Mulcahy and John McGrath are hurling under their skins at this moment in time for the respective counties. To me, it came down between John Milan and Nicky English. Milan, you know, a totally unpredictable character, wears his hat on his sleeve. And then I think completely the opposite with Nicky English. Very, very calm, very cool, collected. 6 All-Stars. Yes, he played an awful lot of his hurling prior to 1990. But, I mean, we are picky from 1990. Same as Declan Ryan was, I suppose, from that era as well. And for me, I said Nicky English is nearly like a Cockman because he went to UCC and won, I think, about 7 Fitzgibbons at his time when he was there. And I always remember the canon telling fellas that they wanted to touch Nicky English, and he was of all the tip fellas, and that would be quite an unusual statement coming from a Cockman, but that no one would put a finger on English.
That's a new one on me anyway.
Two different characters altogether, Milan and Nicky English. But for me, I thought he was phenomenal for Tipperary in that period of time. Nicky English gets my vote, Anthony.
Okay, so we won for John Milan, one for Nicky, and it's on to me and up to me, I suppose. Yeah, I agree with you with the two younger lads. I think they're tremendous talents. And, you know, John McGrath, he got special. Like, I mean, wouldn't be blessed with savage pace, but what a turn and what a brain and what an eye for goal. You know, Graham Mull, new lease of life. And I agree with you, TJ. I think, you know, some of these younger Limerick guys have really fed off Graham in the last, you know, 2 to 3 years. And he was a person maybe that some people thought would drift away with all these young brigade coming in, but he's actually gone on to a new lease of life. But yeah, for me, it comes down to the two boys. And lads, I'm going to be honest here. If I was picking a team of all time, I would have Nicholas English on it. And that's, I can't go back to maybe fellas like, you know, Mackey and Ring and these. I didn't see them. I've seen bad clips of stuff. And, you know, I would have Nicky English on a team of all time. And I got to mark him. Jesus, I got to mark him 7 Fox a couple of times. And lads, Jesus, I'm not joking. You could do nothing with him, you know, with Big Bonner full forward. Like, you could literally do nothing. But for the period we're talking, I just thought Nicky, his body was beginning to ache around from 90 to 90. He finished up 95, 96, I think. You know, I think he suffered a lot with hamstrings in that period. And for me, over the period we're going on, 6 All-Stars against 5 All-Stars, it's very hard to pick. But I would just, for this period, I'd give the nod to the great John Milan. I just thought he was nearly impossible to stop for Waterford. And funny enough, you know, when he picked up that red card in 04, that great final that was on Sunday, when they didn't have him for that semi-final against Kilkenny, I think that was absolutely crucial. And was probably a big help to Cork going on winning that All-Ireland, because he was a massive, massive loss for that semi. So I'm going to give the nod to John Milan for 13, lads.
Fair enough. Did you get any clatter at Nicky in those days?
Jeez, they were just too good. I'll tell you one day, TJ, I was holding my own on Fox in a league game in Thurles. I swear no, I was holding my own. I was trying to get out in front of him, but he was as tough as nails. Typically, he came from being corner back, like, you know. And I don't know who was in the other corner, and there was someone kind of making their debut, and they were on Nicky with Cormac Bonner full. And Nicky had taken poor old fella in the other corner, like, for about 1-3 at this stage. And Linganer came running down along the line and he said, "Oh, over you go, or switch to two corners." I said, "Jesus, Lynn, what are you doing to me? Like, bad enough having to try and start on him maybe and get some kind of a start. Jesus, I had to go over." But he got about another 1-3 off me anyway. That's all I remember. I never could get out of Turles as quick. Ah, he was class act. Like, I mean, Jesus, some of the moments he gave us, even though his kick goal past your money, and what a moment. Like, you know, and we're not allowed to mention kicking on this show, obviously. Lads, on to full forward. Again, very, very difficult. And look, our nominations here. Again, there was a case, maybe the likes of a Gary Kirby could have been in here, even a Declan Ryan could have been in here, you know. But look, the four we went for, in no particular order, were Larry Corbett, good friend of mine, Mr. Niall Gilligan, what a career for Clare. Shamey Callanan, the man who has Liam McCarthy at home at the moment, and Patrick Hoggy Horgan. And it's a tough, tough call.
Unfortunately, Dale, it is me. And you could also have put Brian Cochran into this because he won two All-Irelands. I think it's full forward and stuff, but he certainly played in him. But I think, you know, you have two hurlers of the year in there. Larry Corbett got it in 2010 and Seamus Callanan got it in 2019. You have Larry Corbett and getting three goals in All-Ireland final two. And Gilly, who's played into his, 42nd or 43rd year. Anthony won a county medal with his club a number of years ago. I'd have to say, you know, Patrick Horgan is an outstanding player at this moment in time, and he's phenomenally cool. His free-taking is excellent. There's nobody doubting his ability, but I think the fact that, you know, for me, Seamus Callanan, having won a couple of All-Irelands and having got Hurler of the Year, to me, he just outranks the boys slightly. And I'd be giving it to Shamey Callanan.
Okay, vicious one. And as you said, we could have maybe proposed Brian Cochran for up here as well. Another one I'd like to give a quick mention, he's been outstanding for Clare for a long, long time now. He's played wing, played full, but that's John Conlon. Jesus, for me, he's been, you know, almost got us to the All-Ireland final 2 years ago on his own, nearly just up front. He was so good. But yeah, look, Gilly, phenomenal career. And, you know, so thrilled when he, you know, won his All-Star in 97 and you know, brilliant for us in that team. And what a career. Went on then when I was manager, he's probably my main man up front as well. Yeah, I find it desperately hard to decide. I have to say, Larry stopped the five in a row and early on his own and on the great Noel Hickey as well. Like, you know, what can you say about Shamey as well? Like for me, lads, I'm going to give this to Hoggy. Hoggy took issue with me, I think, Colin Cork a little bit flaky last year in the championship. I think he described some of the 90s matches as gammy, lads, so that's us. Well, Jesus, for me, if Hoggy had some more support up front, and he has a lot of support, you know, you think of Harnedy, you think of Cadigan, you know, and look, they're going to get better and better, I think, with some of the fellas, but for Hoggy, I think time is closing. Jeez, I just think Hoggy is just a special, special player, and I just think his skill level is just a notch above the other three. And jeez, that's a hard thing to say, lads. But I'm going to give the nod to Hoggy for here, so I'm going to hand it over to you, TJ.
Yeah, another nice pass there, Dale. Yeah.
No, not a nice pass. A hospital ball, is that it?
For sure, here, yeah. Again, just brilliant players. Brilliant scoring forwards, and I suppose again reasons people go to games. What they've done, tight call here, no, right? Like, I don't think there's a wrong call, but if I was going to come down on one, I'm my mind is split here. I'm just looking to line across. Like, probably come down for Hoggy as well. This is marginal call. If you'd asked me maybe yesterday, my decision might have been different. I fully appreciate what Shamey Callanan's record there is. He's still going, and like, and I know Hoggy is as well. But I suppose the tallies that Hoggy has got in some of the games in recent times, just the phenomenal performances. I remember a score he got there, I think it was shown on television recently in 2013 against Clare, just a flick of the wrist. Just from a point of view, I'll cut it short. I'll go for Hoggy.
Okay. I was nearly hoping you were going to go for Larry, TJ, because Donny Nealon was mad to get in there, I'd say. I can see him in the top corner. He's wiping the beads of spread off the brow. He was going to, and the tip fella was a shoe in, whichever one of them. If you're nominated. But look, yeah, lads, look, I mean, we're not taking away from anyone here. We'll be shot. Well, we're having a bit of crack. We're trying to fill the days for people while they're cutting the lawn or out walking or out cycling or whatever you're doing. But let's try and keep the old social distance and stuff like that. that. Sorry,
don't
Mary.
Don't forget, Shane Brick nearly got a mention there in 14 as well.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the two Shanes, Shane Brick and Shane Conway, would certainly have been very, very close to be nominated for any positions in that forward line. Shane Brick, who I had firsthand, I mean, I saw him with Kerry for a long, long time, but I trained Kilmiley for 4 seasons, and Jesus, the man was phenomenal. Like, I don't know, he scored something like 213 in a county final down there at one stage. I mean, he just could do anything. And we're watching young Conway, like, there for UCC, for Kerry, and for Lixnaw the last few years. And he'll be a contender for the next time to pick a 10-year team anyway, because he's a kind of a messy, Lionel Messi type, isn't he? He just can't stop him. He doesn't spend years in the gym, I'd say, but he is a sidestep. I haven't seen it in a long, long time. So, yeah, desperate hard calls. But down to the last position, lads, number 15. And very unusually here, two of us have club mates involved here, Mark. So this isn't an easy one. Yeah, and look, again, very other guys again here, and there was guys in other corners that could have gone in here, and there's guys at full could have gone to corner, but whatever. For number 15, our four nominees, I think it starts at me, does it?
No, it says me this time, Dillon.
Oh, excuse me, Tate. Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, geez, yeah, I went with Hoggy for sure. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, no, look, here we go. Our four are Jodine, obviously Killian Cork, what a player. The great Paul Flynn from Ballygunner, jeez, for me, just he could do anything with a ball. We saw it last Sunday when he confused that Cork goalkeeping line with that dipping free. What skill. Gerard Sparrow Lachlan, who for me, outside of James, he, I suppose, was our stable guy, you know, our go-to guy, our goal-getter. You know, 2 goals, All-Ireland semi-final, 95. Jesus, you know, when we never were there before, he was the man for us that day. And for me at club level as well, I suppose I saw so much of him. But Sparrow would be most recent clear team of the year or of the time picked to 30 years. And Sparrow would have been unanimous for that corner nearly. And then the great Owen Kelly of Mulnahan and Tip, corner forward, you know, right through from St. Kieran's College on to his club career, to his fantastic career with Tip, and now a coach with Tip, obviously. So desperately hard to pick. And starting with you, TJ. Not an easy one.
Not an easy one, definitely. No, I didn't mark Sparrow, but do definitely agree with you. Brilliant goal scorer, great forward for Clare. Unfortunately for me, I was in the unpleasant side of just difficult days with the other three. Paul Flynn caused me problems. Jodine caused me plenty of them, and so did Owen Kelly. Like, three phenomenal scoring forwards, three excellent free takers, highly skillful, highly intelligent players, who just have done a huge amount for their county. I'm going to come down on the side of Owen Kelly. I think he's just have been one of the better forwards that Tip have produced over the last maybe 30 years, and they've produced a hell of a lot of them. Just a savage forward. It's kind of no slight on the other guys. They were brilliant forwards too. But for me, Owen Kelly, just a phenomenal player, really.
Okay, TJ, yeah, fair call. Like, very difficult decision, but fair call. Aren't you, Mark?
I mean, all four forwards were fantastic in for their team, to be honest. I suppose we've seen an awful lot of Paul Flynn because Cork and Waterford played for nearly every, twice or three times every year for five or six or 7 years, one after the other. Owen Kelly obviously captaining his county. Also, Young Hurler of the Year for 2001 and 2002. But for me, you know, Jodine has been, I suppose, phenomenal with the number 15 jersey on his back. Won 3 All-Stars, has 3 All-Irelands. And for a small chap, I suppose, Anthony had a great aerial ability to be able to catch the ball out of the air, even though there'd be a lot of referees and a lot of clubs down here saying that he was tipping the hurley most of his life. But I tell you what a skill that man had to be able to grab the ball out of the air. We also go back, I suppose, in 99 in the Munster final. Anthony, remember the goal that maybe might have been a square ball? He was in full forward.
The square ball. That was wide before Shawnee flicked it back in. Yeah,
I suppose in Jordine's credit, he was put in full forward that day to mark Brian Lohan. So we'd Ben O'Connor in one corner and Shawnee McGrath in the other corner. You'd have to say, not the biggest, most physical full forward line ever in the history of GAA. But he got that goal, which actually turned the game in Cork's favour. And then we also remember the score that he got against Galway when he with the hurley upside down. You know, and it's not because he's my club bet, I'll be honest with it. He actually, I do think he's deserving of it. I mean, there'll be a lot of fellas who criticise me and Cork to really say I didn't support the likes of Ben O'Connor or Patrick Hogan and stuff like that. But like in Ben's situation, he was up against four, just unbelievable. And Hoggy, for me, I think he needs to win All-Ireland to move into that next bracket, Anthony, whereby, you know, that he would be an automatic. And, you know, I know you've picked him and stuff like that. But for me, Jardine, when Cork was struggling in 99 and we were nobody and we were not, he actually carried that Cork forward line for most of that season. So for me, Jardine would get the nomination.
Okay, you're murdering me here. I'm just going to pick Sparrow here and leave it up to Donny Nealon, I think. And that's the way we're going to finish. And Donny, being secretary of the board, all expenses paid to Melbourne, who is your top of the left on the 30-year Railway Cup team of all time? Well, of 30 years, not of all time.
I think this is an open goal, Lalo, in fairness. I mean, if you've left God out of the one corner, you're hardly going to leave the Son of God out of the other corner, eh?
I thought that was Jimmy Barry and Tony Sullivan.
you couldn't look past Owen Kelly. I think they're on the top of the left, could you?
Possibly his best position, I would say, is number 13.
Yeah.
The argument, and you could play him anywhere really as well, couldn't you, have the three positions inside. And but look, that's the way we came down on it, lads. And we got Donny in there on two calls as well there. And he eventually got a tip man in there in the corner. So, yeah, but I don't think, look, Dino, Owen Kelly, Paul Flynn, Sparrow, Jesus, like Milan, Nicky, Hoggy, Kellen and Lar, Gilly, Jesus, it's just unreal, lads. And look, we pick a team, you could pick a team that we've left out now and would probably beat them in training, in a full-blooded training match. But look, the team we've gone for, and we'll wrap it up with this, and I'd ask you lads to, look, we've gone over time really, and I have to give a laptop back here fast to a lady who's getting an assignment in there for 6 o'clock, so it'll be short, but good hour end of crack. And look, different opinions, that's all they are. But the team we've gone with is Brendan Cummins in goal, Stephen McDonough, Brian Lohan and Brian Corcoran, Brendan Maher, Sean McMahon and Sean O'Gahalpin, Kieran Carey at 8 and Gerry O'Connor at 9, Ken McGrath 10, Declan Ryan 11, James O'Connor at 12, John Milan 13, Patrick Horgan at 14 and Owen Kelly at number 15. So that's what we've gone for. The two snakes on Twitter, you can have a look in, sure, and see what they're saying about you. Look, a pleasure, lads, of a fine Wednesday. It's a pity we couldn't meet up now and have a jar and pick another team, but we can't do it. Thanks for taking the time, boys. You're two top blokes, and thanks also to Donny Nealon, aka Larry Ryan. So great stuff, boys, and that's our 30-year team for the moment. We could have another one picked by the end of the week. Great stuff.